This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and we're taking a break from our comedy author series to bring you a member of the Hot Breathiverse every single month. In our Hot Breath Pro community, we do a $100 joke contest where the winner gets $100 and an interview on Hot Breath Podcast. So if that's something you'd be interested in participating in, click the link in the description of this episode to join our Comedy Writing Masterclass that automatically enters you into winning $100 every single month. But let's get into this interview with the one, the only, the April $100 joke contest winner, Mr. Nate Cosby.
My life has become very mundane as of late. My therapist says I need to have more fun. I wasn't sure what I should do for fun, so he suggested I try something I used to do for fun as a kid. So I dug through the closet, pulled out my old high school baseball bat, walked next door, and smashed my neighbor's mailbox. Then I went down to the playground, hopped on the merry-go-round, smoked a joint. On my way home, I went to the mall and stole a Linkin Park CD. I asked my girlfriend what I should do for fun. She said, "I know, you should start a project." I said, "What do you think you are?" No, my girlfriend is a cool chick. She has her own idea of fun. She likes to go to the shooting range. So that last joke is the only one I'm going to tell about her. She has a 9-year-old boy. All he ever does is play on his VR headset. His idea of fun is entirely escaping the realm of reality. I do something similar, but I don't need a headset because I'm old enough to just do drugs. My younger brother had a suggestion for me. He said, "Some people find it fun to research their family history and genealogy." After relentlessly calling him a dweeb for 2 days straight, I decided it might be fun after all. So I submitted my DNA sample to Ancestry.com. Not because I'm interested in genealogy, but because I wanted to see if anyone in my direct family would get busted for a cold case homicide. And that's how Uncle Brian got 28 years in McAllister. Come to think of it, my life is way more fun than his.
There he is! Oh my gosh! It's Nate Cosby, everyone!
Hey, Joel.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
I'm doing super.
$100 more super, my friend.
Did not expect to win that, but...
You didn't expect to win?
Of course I expected to win, Joel.
Hilarious! Dude, I mean, it was well-deserved. I love... Because my wife and I will watch all these sets, so we always are, like, getting excited. We're like, oh, it's someone new who participated, and then out the gate, you won, fam.
It's the second time I submitted. The last month's submission was the very first one. I think it went a little bit too long. I think I had about a minute and 45. And I was like, maybe I can get away with this last month. But obviously could not. But I'm glad. I'm glad. And I had a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with your writing prompts.
Yeah? So,
yeah, I have so much fun so that I have my girlfriend now on the weeks that I don't have a writing prompt from you. I make her give me a writing prompt. So I'm doing a new writing prompt every week.
Whoa.
That's how I just keep on writing.
Yeah. How did you approach this one? How did you approach, you got the theme of fun. So then what do you do next?
Yeah. You know, I remember from your masterclass, like the sort of the joke filters, like how you run every idea through certain filters. And one of my favorites is how would this happen in the past?
Like like a timeline.
So the very first joke, that's how I did. Like, oh, I want to have fun. So what would I do? What did I used to do for fun? You know what I mean? And you know, that's how the first joke came about. You know, and from there, honestly, this whole thing was written in a matter of like probably the first 2 days of the week, like Monday and Tuesday of that week. By the end of Tuesday, I was like, I'm pretty sure I got this.
Oh, wow. That quick.
Yeah, it came really quickly to me.
So you wrote it And then, but how many times did you record it?
Twice.
Well, oh, Nate's a prodigy over here. I've submitted to this thing and recorded like 15 times. I've like
that was my second take, the one that I submitted.
Oh, yeah. A little flex there, I see. What's your favorite joke?
I'm a big fan of my girlfriend likes to go to the shooting range, so that last joke is the only one I'm going to tell about her. That was one that I enjoyed the most.
Oh, this Steve said Nate's biggest strength is that he is so humble. His greatest weakness is that he is a little too awesome. Nice. Yeah. I don't like that. I'll take that compliment. It's better than looking hungover.
Hey, I'm that too, for the record.
As he's drinking, no. It's legit. Hey, 10 a.m.
I popped the champagne as soon as I got there.
Oh, a little flex there. Look at that. A little be easy on a Sunday morning there.
Sunday, it's my only day of the week off. So,
well, congrats, man. Yeah. How long have you been doing comedy?
I have never even done an open mic. I have not done one open mic, but I am taking that 90 seconds plus another 90 seconds that I have prepared to the Comedy Club of Kansas City for the open mic on Thursday night. And that'll be the first time I do stand up.
This Thursday?
This Thursday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yo, this is so lit.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You now have a credit. So whenever you get introed, you can tell the host, hey, will you just intro me as the $100 joke contest winner? They'll be like, what? Yeah. Like,
Hot Breath Media Champion of
Hot
April.
Champ. You may have heard him on Hot Breath. I mean, that's a real credit.
The reigning Hot Breath Champion.
And they think it's about halitosis. Yeah. Hot Breath Champion. Dude, that is so cool. Oh, and so yeah, Leland said time for open mic night. Yeah, so
I get a belt. I get a championship belt for this.
You get money, and you get a meme. I mean, you get like a winner's image, and then you get this interview. You're on the same podcast as like, you know, Jeff Foxworthy. I mean, and
I
Andrew
listen
Schultz.
To all your podcasts, by the way. I love them.
You listen to all of them?
Every week. I see I'm for my day job, I'm a mail carrier, so I listen to podcasts pretty much all day long. So every time yours pops up in my feed, I never miss it.
Let's go. Oh, yeah. You just made my heart smile there. I appreciate that, Nate. Well, yours is going to be on tomorrow.
Well, all right. I'll try to avoid that one, but
this is what it is though. I like to interview the winners just to hopefully help people realize, oh, maybe I could participate. Maybe it's not as intimidating to actually sit down and write 90 seconds, you know?
Well, especially not after, I mean, you're a class on comedy writing. I mean, I it's like my joke writing Bible right now. Like I had never done any sort of, it's the first research at all I've done on joke writing, and it made perfect sense to me. So I was excited to start using all those techniques that you taught. Man, I guess they're working. I guess they work.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've done a bunch of research and experience on my own. So it's like, I was trying to distill something into like a single class. It's like with my interviews, I want to make the interviews like the one-stop shop for, like, if someone wants to learn about this comedian, this is the one place they go. And I wanted the same thing to be with all those online classes and workshops. So I'm thrilled to hear that they're working. You know, I really appreciate you saying that. That makes all of it worth it right there.
When I get the time and funds, you know, I'm probably going to go through some of those other classes you got on there too, like how to MC, I think, is one of your classes. And
Yeah.
You might have had a, did you have a crowd work one in there? I didn't see.
Yeah, storytelling one, a roasting one, show production, podcasting. Yeah.
I'll eventually make my way through all of those. I really enjoy your classes.
Wow, Nate. Oh my gosh. I know this is going to be a love fest, but I appreciate that. I'm so excited for you on Thursday. Like, I think there's a lot of people that listen that are thinking about getting on stage. And I know it's very gradual. I mean, even me, you know, I went and watched several open mics and then eventually worked my way up to actually getting on stage. What did you've been doing a lot of learning and researching, but what did you do to get over that hump and start actually, okay, I'm going to get on stage. So like, what'd you do to make that transition? That's a big leap.
Well, I've been wanting to get on stage for a few months, but I wasn't going to. It's the open mic at the Comedy Club of Kansas City here every Thursday is 3 minutes. So you get 3 minutes, and you know it's the old adage. You know, you may think 3 minutes doesn't seem like that long, but once you get up there, it can feel like an eternity. So
yep.
I was gonna make sure no matter what that if I got up there for 3 minutes that I was gonna have 3 minutes. So. I wasn't until just this past week, I wasn't supremely confident that I had definitely had 3 minutes that I could go up there and do. And now I'm in a position where I'm very confident that I probably have a little bit more than 3 minutes, honestly, probably have more like 4 or 5, but I know that I'm not going to get up there and run out of stuff to say, which is the most terrifying thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not afraid of that anymore, so I'm ready to go up there and take it on.
Do you have your set, like, you know what you're gonna do, like opening to closing? You have like your set list and all that?
I literally have it memorized. It's in my head. It's gonna start that 90 seconds right there is the first 90 seconds of it, and then I move into some other stuff about religion and Oklahoma and growing up in Oklahoma and stuff after that.
So what we're hearing, the first set you're doing is the set you did in this contest.
Yeah, the 90 seconds that you just saw will be the first half of my first ever open mic. Yeah.
Gosh, that's so exciting. How did you find the show? Did like.
I think I just I got on Spotify and I just searched stand up comedy on Spotify because I was looking for podcasts that taught the art of any podcast that taught the art of stand-up comedy, you know. So I ran into this one. I got there's another one with James Mattern and Shuley. They do this podcast called Thanks for Coming Out, and all it is professional comedians talking about the worst times that they bombed, and that's equally terrifying and hilarious. That podcast, it's another favorite of mine. But yeah, just any podcast about the art of stand-up is sort of what I was looking for, and I searched on Spotify and yours was one of the first ones that popped up, so and I'm thankful.
Yeah, it's working. I was actually talking about your open mic show, but then you were just gonna praise Hot Breath, so I just let you run with it.
Oh I'm sorry.
Oh, Evelyn sorry. Said that's how she found the show too. How cool.
Oh, how did I find the open mic?
It's just I feel like some comics may be listening and be like, well, how do I even find a show?
Well, all I did was, something I was unsure about. I just sort of stumbled across it, but I got on Facebook and I just typed in the search in Facebook, Kansas City Comedians. And there's literally a group just called Kansas City Comedians. And they, one of the moderators of the group, they post a chart and they update it like every week or every 2 weeks. And it's just got a list of every open mic in this area throughout the week and the times and how many minutes you get and any rules that you might not know. But yeah, they have a chart on Kansas. And I'm assuming most cities that are relatively large have something similar.
Yeah.
You know, you're in Atlanta. Right, so there's probably a Facebook group called Atlanta Comedians or Atlanta Open Micers or whatever, and that's how I find out about all of it. There's way more open mics around here than I ever knew about. I only knew about the one at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. There's one just about every day of the week, according to the chart that they post.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Is that a cat?
Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah. No, no, Joel, that's my girlfriend.
Sexist, toxic male.
That's her signal that I've been on the computer too long. She starts mewling like a cat.
Mewling? Hilarious. Well, we won't take up too much of your cat's time, my dog. That's so cool. I'm so excited to hear how Thursday goes, man. Like, that's such a huge step. And like, I get asked a lot, like, how I want to get on stage, but don't know how or where to start or whatnot. So it's cool to see you like in real time winning this contest and now going to be performing on stage.
Yeah, I'm not too. The biggest worry for me was just about, like I said, not having enough stuff to say. Mm-hmm. But now that I do, like being in front of a crowd of people doesn't bother me too much. I spent a lot of years in the Marine Corps talking to big crowds of devil dogs. You know what I mean? I was for 10 years. So speaking in front of people doesn't bother me. It's just that I don't want to look dumb. That's what.
Yeah. What are devil dogs?
Marines. That's what they call Marines.
That's what they call Marines?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I didn't know that. Did someone else know that in the chat? I don't know. I feel like a bad American. You're like devil. I'm like, what are devil dogs? You're like, you know, the people that allow you to do this silly show. You can be on Zoom on Sundays. I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't mean to be disrespectful there.
No, it's not disrespect, man. Some people don't know.
That's how
like,
we learn.
I assume everybody knows because I grew up in this environment. You know,
yeah.
Everybody knows.
From the military to comedy. Wow. How cool.
Yep. Yeah. And it's something I've always wanted to try. I just never really had the drive. And plus, it's much funner. It's much funner to just say I could do that than to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's much funner. It's much easier. It's much easier just to sit back and go, I could definitely do that. And then the difference between that and then going out and doing it.
It's always easy from afar. It's always like, oh yeah, that's not so bad, but it's actually doing it. You know, the idea is the easy part.
Yeah, I've always been sort of like a backseat driver of comedy. You know, like I just tell them, I tell them how it's done, but I'm just going to stay back here.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking the wheel, Joel. I'm taking the wheel, and we're going 90.
Yeah, fresh off this momentum, you're right, dude. You haven't even done comedy yet, and you just got your first paid gig. I mean. You may have peaked early there, Nate. I don't know. Maybe this.
I know, right? I'm actually retiring after this podcast.
Don't let it go to your head, Nate. He's going to walk in the open mic. Do you know who I am? Oh, man. I love hearing that, though, dude. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited to hear how that open mic goes. You're going to do great.
I'm hoping. You know what? If I do great, I'll get a hot breath tattoo on my chest.
right over your heart right there.
I would, but I already got Oklahoma over my heart.
I was looking at your tan line, bro. That tan line.
Yeah. That comes from being a mailman.
Hilarious. Oh man. Oh, and Gary said maybe you're the next comedy legend. Oh,
I am in my own mind.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's so cool. Well, I mean, thank you. I mean, congratulations. First off, it was such a killer set, and it's always good to just see younger up and coming comics competing in this and it paying off.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really pumped about it. I felt good about the set and Chris and Jack, obviously they were both great as well. So it was
but.
A good competition. Yeah. See you guys next month.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to do it again?
I'm going to do it every month, Joel.
I love it. Well, I'm excited.
My goal is to bleed you dry of these $100 checks.
Anything I can do to help. I will say it probably took me years to make $100 in comedy. So you're ahead of the game already. I don't remember the first time I made $100. I remember I made the first time, one of my first paid gigs, I got paid $25 to host a restaurant show in the hood of Atlanta. And there was, I don't want to say who it was, but there's an Atlanta comic who's now very well known, but he bombed this night. Like, and I was a terrible host, I'm sure. This was the first show my wife ever came to as well. It was called JR Crickets, and it was on the South Side. And off Cacade, for anyone who knows Atlanta, off Cacade, Cacade Road. And he bombed really bad, but then he sprint, like, it was so bad, he, like, ran out the back of the club, out the back of the restaurant. Like, he tried to run his way out, but it was double doors. And one of the doors was locked. So he bombs, tries to run out of the restaurant, and then runs right into a locked door.
At least, that must have got a laugh, right?
Yeah, that did actually get a laugh because it was so dramatic.
That guy sucked, but his finisher was awesome.
He left him laughing. So he hit that door and it was locked. And then he ran out the door next to it. But like, so that was my first gig, and that was $25. And they paid me with a check. They paid me $25 with a check. And I was just like, bruh, really? I'm going to have to like have a paper trail of this terrible gig I've done.
I have to endorse this and like, yeah, take it to a
but you know, now you made $100 and you didn't have to leave your chair. So times are changing. You young guns, y'all don't know the struggle. I feel like an old head out here.
Well, I'm probably older than you, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm 34.
I am 38. So.
Oh, nice. You look good, man. White don't crack. We marble. We don't crack. We marble.
I just get horrible tans.
Well, is there anything else you would like the world to know before we land this plane?
Can I just plug my Twitter?
Yeah, do it.
At Real Nate Cosby.
At Real Nate Cosby. That's where you want people to check you out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're hearing this, tweet at him. Let him know, hey, I heard you on Hot Breath. That's why I love hearing that when, like, I've had guests reach out to me of like, yo, I did your show. And then like a lot of people reached out. I love hearing that the Hot Breathiverse is just out you, you know, really connecting with each other. That's the best.
Thank you so much, Joel, for the whole contest, the opportunity, the classes that you have set up. Like I said, I plan on going through all of them. I think they're rad, and it's great information for anybody who hasn't signed up for one of those classes yet. They should. If you care, if you have a modicum of interest about writing and comedy or just doing stand-up comedy, I suggest you go check out Joel's classes.
Hotbreathmedia.com. They're all there. Nate, thank you so much, my friend, and congratulations. Well deserved. There you have it, Hot Breathiverse. You heard it from Nate himself. Go join the Comedy Writing Masterclass, and we'll see you next month. Maybe, well, you'll be winning the $100 joke contest. But I love you all so much. Reach out to Nate. Let him know how awesome this episode was. And we will see you next Monday right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.